What is this belief thing? Faith and belief is things that you can't see.
Y'all better wake up.
Word up, word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here, and I've got a guest sitting with me here today in the studio at CKLN here. Tristan Coffey's here, and we're just about to talk about the group that he's working with and the project he's working on with the Innocence Prisoner Society. And I mentioned Dr. Malachi York, and you clarified that it's Malachi K. York, yeah. not Malachi Z. York, and yeah, and I just wanted to welcome Tristan Coffey here today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, yeah, thanks for being on the show, and we got a serious subject here. Dr. York is also known as Dwight York, and I noticed that in the Wikipedia on him, there's a whole lot of information because he's a musician, he's a scholar, he's an honorary consul general, and
yeah.
And now he's a prisoner. How did you start working in this?
Yeah, he's quite the Renaissance man of sorts.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I came across him like many others. He's a prolific author. And a friend of mine passed me a book that he had written. He's done extensive studies in Egyptology, and that really was always a course of interest for me as far as even when I was young. So I kind of got a hook in my nose, and I started reading. And I asked a friend of mine, I said, so what's going on with him? He's like, oh, he's in jail. I'm like, what? How's he in jail? And I just started doing more research and more research. And, you know, I had the opportunity to come in contact with people who've known him personally and, you know, family members. And and something just wasn't sitting right. So I decided to get more informed as to exactly what was happening in his case. And I found out that this is one of the biggest mistakes that has ever happened as far as the United States judicial system is. It's ridiculous.
Right, we got to talk about that. But just to backtrack here, just in case people aren't totally sure who we're talking about, mm-hmm. Dr. York, I just wanted to ask you about one of the things that Dr. York's famous for, which mm-hmm. was the establishing of an Egyptian style theme park,
mm-hmm.
Tamray, mm-hmm. in the United States. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about what that was?
Well, Dr. York is. He has a very unique approach to instruction and to teaching, where he'll actually whatever he's going through, he'll take the perspective of, you know what, you don't know it until you do it. So Egypt was once again very his course of study at the time. So what he did is he prepared an Egyptian style theme park, like you said. It's been misnomered a compound, but I mean it was free of vulgarity, it was free of alcohol and liquor and all these things, and it was a place really where the black community in rural Georgia. I think it's important for people to know exactly where this is. This is the Deep South, and it was just acres upon acres of. Land that was for the most part even undeveloped and was free for people to visit, and that, I mean, a lot of inner city youth, they never had that experience. So it was really a place of awakening and spiritual awakening for many.
Yeah, it seems amazing from when you see the pictures that it's full of mm-hmm. there's like actual pyramids and the actual stuff. Like, it seems like it's mm-hmm. it definitely seems like a park, like a and you watch video clips and stuff and people seem to be having a good time there, mm-hmm. but it seems like it's almost from the story that I was getting, it's almost from the establishment of the mm-hmm. place, they almost started the local community, or the local officials I should say, were started against it.
That's very true. There was one in particular. His name is Sheriff Sills. His last name is Sills, and he took it upon himself. At one point in time, he would come on. Like at the very beginning, he didn't know exactly what was going on, so he was very amicable. And then when he was aware of the fact that this was becoming something that was not necessarily he was going to get a cut from. First of all, there are actual members in his department that have been found guilty of. Drug possession and stuff like that. Very corrupt individual.
Right.
He took it upon himself at one point in time to become a building inspector, and would do. He went above and beyond his sphere of authority just to become a thorn in the side of something that was really beautiful. I don't understand what his problem was, to be quite honest.
Right, and it is strange that they're so against having this Egyptian style theme park when actually I looked on the map and you see a few counties away in Georgia they have this there's a really strange attraction called the Georgia Guidestones. I don't know if you've seen that one too much, but some of that one's still there.
That's a good segue.
Yeah,
that's an excellent segue.
Right, because it gets into this whole thing gets into this New World Order subject when. You factor in, I guess that was some of the prolific writing of Dr. York was about this.
Basically what he was, Dr. York is the type of individual, he's not going to hold back. He's going to, and one of his favorite slogans was, don't believe me, check it out. And, you know, he was talking about what a lot of other authors are talking about who are actually getting acclaim now for. He was talking about as far as, you know, the establishment of a new world government and all these different things. It's quite interesting. Now, one thing to kind of put in perspective, it was not necessarily like, you know, go against the government or anything like that. He actually would tell his students, pay tax. That's going to pave the roads. That's going to take care of, you know, the fire department and whatnot. What do you think this is? You're an American. You live in America. It wasn't anti-America. It was anti-corruption within the United States government. Anti-corruption within any government. It shouldn't be there.
Right, right. And actually, I did get some, I got an opportunity to find a few, doing some research, I found a few audio clips of Dr. York, just in case any of our listeners are wondering who we're talking about, what he sounds like. And you can find clips of him on YouTube. There are a lot of clips out there. And this one's actually from a series called the Elohim speech, and it's from the I got a clip here from part 7.
Because Nubian is not really a color black, Nubian is really us. And I don't see nobody here black. I see some dark skinned people, but ain't nobody here black. When you look in the mirror, you see brown, you see beige. We're light skinned, dark, all the colors of all of the rainbow and every flower. And when they speak about the Almighty's creation and his color, what color is he? Don't say black. See, the Sunni Muslims again said Allah is the light, correct? How can Allah be the light if he created the light? And in Genesis it said, let there be light. But that was not the sun yet. The sun wasn't created after that. So if the Almighty said, let there be light, what state was he in? Darkness. But they made darkness bad. It's a cloudy day, swarthy, shadowed. Yeah, Dracula got a black suit on. He only moves at night, which is no such word as night. It's called shadow. Stop saying night. There's no night. There's shadows. The sun never stops shining. It's just on the other side of the planet. We're in a shadow state. Start saying the shadow state and have make people ask you, what do you mean by that? And say, a sun never stops shining because the sun is nine ether. Nine to the ninth power of nine. I don't know if you understand that. Mathematicians might know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so that was Dr. York there, and he's getting into a lot of topics, but I think the main one that he was getting into there and talking about was the concept of the Nawubian people, and I guess it's sort of how would you describe Nawubian?
Well, as far as the Nawubian itself, one thing if I may clear up, the name Dwight is actually not his name. That's the name he's registered under. That's not his actual name. His name on his birth certificate is actually just York. And it was given later, Malachi York. But his name's not Dwight. That's actually his son. But they can only take the land if it was under the name of the person that the land was in. And it wasn't in his name, so they used his son. That's actually one of the other things that was not really... there's so many mistakes. People probably don't believe me on the airways, but believe me, call me. Nawubian itself, the definition that was... given by Dr. York was Nawubian means to get, it means right knowledge, right wisdom, and right understanding. And this is kind of in a tradition of great black scholars and leaders and so on. So well, sorry, I shouldn't say black, brown. You know, according to the lecture there.
Right.
And basically, it was anybody can give you something, call it information. And what he was saying is that you have to go through a process of like a scientific method. You have to check, you know, you have to come start with your, you know, your introductory thesis or whatever, and then you go through the steps, logic, evidence, experience, reason, and then what you arrive at should be correct. And he took it upon himself to really reinforce this. And what you were listening to, he was speaking on the Judeo-Christian tradition of reinforcing kind of a slave mentality. And that it, there are many different translations of the Bible, and I don't want to really go into this topic too much.
Yeah.
But even in the title Elohim, he's going back to the Hebrew. He would go back to the origin, the source of things, and then would, from there, from a solid foundation of knowing exactly what the origin or the etymology, whatever it is, then you can start to build some type of solid foundation where it's correct information. So that's what really Nuapu is all about.
Right, and you can find more information on this on, I noticed that it was on digitaljournal.com. There's some articles on some of the actions that have been going on in this city. What has the Innocent Prisoner Society been up to?
Well, right now we're really just, we're kind of buckling down, taking some time and preparing ourselves to go out and start doing some more work within the community and whatnot. Because what we realized, and it was a really big eye-opener just from experiencing, you know, having my personal experiences with the law. Everybody has seen, you know, I'm sure, you know, unfortunately, many of us have had the experience of having a loved one in a bad situation and whatnot. And it really, we are, as a people, we're kind of, and I mean just as a people, I don't mean any necessary color, I mean as a people, we're pretty ignorant to the law itself. And that's something that, you know, we want to go out there and educate people about the law itself. Not necessarily what or not the law can do, but how does it apply to you? Does the law apply to you? What are the meanings of these things? Because, I mean, it's a whole different language. They're speaking in legal terms. Well, you need a law dictionary. You need a legal dictionary. So you don't even know what you're being charged for most of the times. And, you know, at bail hearings, people just nod because they don't know, you know, and there's a whole lot of ignorance. So that, and of course, we stand in solidarity with Dr. York's family and friends and maintain that he is innocent and has been the target of slander and of the least of the things he's been targeted by the powers that be, because he was doing things that were actually working as far as the upliftment of people within his community.
Right, and we're getting the information out. We're talking about Dr. York. We're talking about the Innocent Prisoner Society. I just wanted to play a quick music track. This one's by Conspiracy. It's a track called My Transporter Room. We'll be right back.
Stars in the sky, we don't die, we multiply. There's more of us than stars in the sky.
Over the world's beacons and moons, eclipse the sun, shine on. Our transformers unite to destroy the one called Unicron. So far beyond the black holes, the supernovas explode. No film can hold my image, camera burns when lens exposed. Cruise control or warp 7, beam me up to be abducted. If you think in my direction, it's an IQ reduction to -100. Humphreys goes with thermal vision. My presence causes clocks and compass backwards spinning. Packing plasma cannon with a clipper radiation bullets, instantly slip into the time stream like my nigga Bishop, shifted to hyperspace in the Millennium Falcon and split, atoms to travel galactic in tour, only for the overwise, beyond all imagination where I'm alive in all times, few clues left for the weak field circles are, the next Jedi Emperor to run the Death Star,
we don't die, we multiply, there's more of us than stars in the sky, we don't die, we multiply, there's more of us than stars in the sky, we don't die, we multiply, there's more of us than stars in the sky.
The ones we visit say fire in the sky. Some can't even describe what the miracle was right now. Hear and believe your eyes. I repeat, we come in peace, but human minds are so weak. The supreme being hooks us up with the busted break beats. Why, thank you. Take me to your keyboard to brew sound to alchemy. Eternity begin. A calculating about 3. We discover our roots. The truth will cause total recall. Black last starfighter in space with no sound at all. Distort the perceived, mutate the deceived. And Alex Lauren out of Mars. The space pirates, Captain Kirk and Flash Gordon. Take me to your dealer and you'll get a girl with 3 breasts. Float in space and come smoke some of Saturn's best. Kiss gravity goodbye. Matter undermined. Overwise, we'll wait. Time is energy. So let me bring you through the stargate. We don't die. We multiply. There's more of us than stars in the sky.
We don't die, we multiply. There's more of us than stars in the sky.
Want some candy, savages, man, special to check your cloaking device. Understand you never. Wait till the message is saturated, weighing. Beat your imaginations in the next step to alien beats. So by first translate, they'll be amazed. Impaled on a spike. The predator thinks the prey tastes better with ketchup, but more relentless. You saw similar beings, but you are on your independence. Holy notes and tones from Seraph and Gold Temple Mega maximize. Apathy and tangle spoken notes spectacularly. My rebel psychology combined with conspiracy intervention divine. Bless my beloved genetics. Twinkle, twinkle, let's open the seventh seal until you're standing over the unknown's denied, but you do care. In a minute, the real visitors from beyond come here possibly aware, such as the universal secret answers left to wonder. Peace to all, Stubbs, Psychology, and Danny Glover. We don't die, we multiply. There's more of us than stars in the sky. We don't die, we multiply. There's more of us than stars in the sky. We don't die, we multiply. There's more of us than stars in the sky. We don't die, we multiply. There's more of us than stars in the sky.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here. That was just Conspiracy. That was a track, Transporter Room, the original track by Conspiracy. And I just wanted to play that track, actually, because Conspiracy was actually the guy who told me about Dr. York. I was working with him on a music video, and then he showed me this book that he's been reading, and I didn't really know about Dr. York, and then it sort of like, it looked like a Bible, basically, and then I opened it, and it had all kinds of information. Like, there was like a history of Earth and the galaxy, almost, like in one book. And it seemed pretty prolific. And then Conspiracy told me that this is just one of his books, that he's written so many other ones. And then I started to do more research and stuff. I was wondering about where the Innocent Prisoners campaign and the stuff you're working on with the raising awareness on Malachi York. How much of it do you get into the teachings and the views of Malachi York?
As far as our organization is concerned, we kind of distance ourselves from anything that has anything to do with necessarily his teachings. We're talking about him being innocent. As a human being, he does not deserve to be where he is. He's in the worst prison in the United States, and there's absolutely not a shred of evidence to maintain him within that place.
Right, and yeah, that's what gets the most extreme when you start doing this research is the actual place that he's in now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you can read it's on the Wikipedia page, and I know you can't trust everything Wikipedia's
Wikipedia.
On. They got the names all wrong, and they got one thing they do put, they have that it says that an ex warden of the ADX Florence Center said it was a cleaner version of hell.
Yes. Yeah.
Which seems very extreme. And this, so could you talk about this, where he's being kept?
Florence ADMAX was built to eliminate all the, well, they say flaws within the maximum security prisons, which he actually was moved from prison to prison to prison. Florence ADMAX, Colorado itself, is the highest security prison within the United States. I mean, the worst of the worst are in there. If they could find Bin Laden, he would be there. I mean, we are talking about the Unabomber. The Timothy McVeigh was in there. We're talking about the leaders of the worst criminal organizations that you could conceive of. People you would. It's basically when society doesn't know what to do with somebody, and they're that. Like they're awaiting death row. Like that's where they're going to be put. And he's next to these people and. You know, he hasn't hurt anybody. He hasn't, you know, declared war on the United States. He's not a terrorist in any way, shape, or form. So it brings up the question once again, why is he in there? And it's cruel and unusual punishment, actually.
Right. And yeah, I guess the punishment does seem a bit severe with the amount of years.
Yes.
But he's charged with a serious offense.
Yes.
So could you talk about the offense and what what transpired?
Oh, absolutely. Well, he was charged with several different charges. The initial charges were from a phone call, and that was transportation of minors over state borders for the purposes of unlawful sexual activity. Now, interesting side note, because once again, immediately the response to that would be, "Oh my God, that's put him away, throw him," you know, and rightfully so if he was guilty. However, it came to light that there was a 4-year investigation after this anonymous letter, who later was one Pauline Rogers, found out who it was, and who had her personal grudge with Dr. York for her own personal reasons. They sent this letter, and there was a 4-year investigation. Now, that in itself would make you wonder, because he was being alleged to have unlawful sexual activity, like we're talking about 7-8 times a day, that were alleged by the witnesses. And the star witness actually recanted her story, but that's neither here nor there. Now, if we're to think about this, over a 4-year term, you couldn't, out of 7 times a day, over a 4-year term, you couldn't come across anything. Either A, you were looking for evidence and you couldn't find any, or you just didn't care. And in that sense, that would be reckless endangerment on behalf of the FBI and the Sheriff's Department for failing to do their duty. The second that there is a reported, there's any type of report, they're immediately to do a thorough investigation. And if it takes them 4 years to come across such blatant transgressions of the law, then perhaps they need to be doing a different job. You know, so once again, that didn't stand up. So what they brought in was RICO. And for those who are not familiar, that has to do with racketeering and money laundering. It was created to get at the big mob bosses, mm-hmm. the Al Capones and stuff like that. Yeah, and they tried to make one of the organizations that he had founded. He's founded several, the Nwapian organization, the United Nwapian Nation of Moors, the Amasi Native Americans of the Creek Nation, and. They tried to make it look like he was structuring money, so on and so forth. And once again, the star witness that alleged that actually came back and said that she was pressured by the FBI and coerced, and they said they were going to take away her children and all sorts of things. So it was falling apart.
Well,
so then the trial starts. If you want, the trial's a whole bunch of other stuff.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, I noticed. Yeah, I know there's a lot that about the trial. But one thing that really startled me when I saw it was that there's the actual day, or I think it was one of the days of the sentencing or the conviction was actually on like a holiday. It was like a
yes.
Wasn't
yes.
So and that's like against the law and the
yeah yeah. He was sentenced to 135 years. I need to repeat that number if y'all didn't hear me. I didn't say 13.5 years, 135 years, on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Well,
yeah.
Well, and that just seems a bit like too much of a coincidence, maybe.
Very interesting coincidence. Yeah, yes.
Right. It's some extreme stuff going on, and the word is getting out. There has been actions by the Innocent Prisoners Society. There's mm-hmm. been actions
and others.
At the U.S. consulate, I think in October, and then in September there were some actions at Yonge and Dundas mm-hmm. Square, and mm-hmm. And I guess is there a recommendation of a documentary to watch, Mysteries Behind Closed Doors?
Yes, yes, Mysteries Behind Closed Doors is one of them. I think there's some other ones coming out shortly. You know, it's very concise. It's very straight to the point. It doesn't deal with most of the emotional stuff. It's more, it's testimonial from people who actually knew him and worked along beside him and whatnot, and their experiences and also legal information as far as what transpired, because the trial itself was closed to the public. Think about that. And the trial transcripts were sealed from the public, and the jury was anonymous.
Well, yeah. Well, it's been interesting talking about Malachi York's case, Dr. Malachi K. York's case on the Word of Mouth, because we haven't actually talked about Dr. York's case here. Well, we've talked a bit about Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Yes,
we've talked a bit about Leonard Peltier.
Free him.
So we know that there's a lot of political prisoners, and I was just wondering, like, since I did some research and found out that Malachi K. York is involved or is an official with the Liberian government, would you call him a political prisoner? Or
what else would he be? Would be my question. As far as, well, it's obvious. I mean, if the court had cared about evidence, it wouldn't have got past the pretrial hearings. This is another staple case of a man who did something, regardless of whether or not you agree with everything he says, that's not important. What you look at is what his work ethic is, the what he did for his community, and the fact, and because he was not giving in to some of the corrupt individuals that existed within his area, he's now there. And yes, he is he was a honorary consul general. He was a Liberian diplomat. Unfortunately, the position that he was given was more of an honorary position. It was in response to his humanitarian work that he had done in Liberia. He set up a school and hospital and stuff like that, the Amin Institute. And 1999, I think it was, he became an honorary consul general. But that doesn't give him diplomatic immunity or anything like that. But there are both in Ghana and Liberia, there has been a response. And there have been government liaisons to visit him and whatnot. Yeah.
Nice. And we've been talking about a very serious case here, with the case of Dr. Malachi K. York. And you can do research. You can find timelines from 1993 to 2009. You find out that's where you can get the story of the creation of this Egyptian theme park, and then the legal crackdown, and then the past years have been extreme. He's now in the super maximum security prison, the biggest one in the States. But he had been moved around for a while, and then and he seems to be there now. But then I guess you mentioned before that he's got the medical condition. That's one of the reasons.
I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but his medical condition is he has acute hereditary angioedema. At first, he just had hereditary angioedema, but then because of his confinement, it's become acute over time. Over the past year, he's been within the corrections institution since 2002, and he has a condition, angioedema, once again. It brings extreme swelling and possible blockage of airways and whatnot. And it's brought on by extreme stress and whatnot. He has been hospitalized in a maximum security prison. He was taken out of the super maximum security prison to a hospital because he actually had suffered a stroke. They're waking him up at all different hours of the night. They're trying to provoke this ailment. He was denied access to a proper doctor. Funny enough, that's one of the other things that we're trying to do, is at least get him moved to a place where they can actually treat his condition, because they're not treating his condition properly. We actually got a written note from the governor of Georgia, who actually made the mistake of saying that they were giving him medication for his ailment. It turns out, based on our contact with the head of the Angioedema Society, if I'm not mistaken, please forgive me if I got it wrong, it's in the United States, who is actually saying that the exact medicine that they're giving him is one that will actually cause illness. Yeah, so it's a serious situation, and please get involved. Contact me. Get involved.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. How can people get involved? We've been talking about the Malachi K. York case and this Innocent Prisoners Society project. Mm-hmm. How can people get involved? Get the information.
Yeah. Right now, this chapter is very, very new. It's more established within the States. There are some branches that are also, it spans the globe pretty much. I mean, it's in London, once again, like the States. It's out here now. It's going to be spreading out other places. And basically, they can get in contact with me. I'm actually the, director of operations here in Toronto, and my phone number is 647-891-6014. Okay. If anybody has questions, it doesn't mean you have to, stop everything you're doing. Everybody has some goal in life. This is something that I found, and I said, this is something I'm willing to stand up for and inform people about. Doesn't mean you have to donate. We're not interested in your money right now. Right now, we're not interested in money. We're interested in making sure that people know about his situation, because I think that it's something that needs to be addressed, as well as, even some of the other people that you had mentioned, Amir and Matulu, and the list goes on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and that's why I'm glad that there is the Innocent Prisoners Society out there doing getting the word out. And I'm glad that you were able to come on the show today, Tristan Coffey. Thanks a lot for being on Word of Mouth today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.